The following is another sports presentation for Platte River Radio.
The Jared Sinek dribble penetration, jump pass to Connor Creech, down in the corner. Boldy has got it, drives the baseline, shot is up there, rims off, no good, tip tie is up and in. Jake Schroeder gets the tip there for Hastings High.
Today it's live coverage of the 13th annual Heartland Hoops Classic from Grand Island.
The ball got knocked away. Carney dives on it, and they save it. Up ahead to Stroh. Stroh trying to beat everybody back. Takes two big steps and lays it over the front of the rim and in. Easton Bruce doing a great job diving on the floor and making the steal.
Some of the state's best high school basketball teams are paired against each other in today's 13th annual Heartland Hoops Classic. Three national powers are also on the court today, including last year's national champion, IMG Academy of Florida. All the excitement is coming up next, but first it's the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. We'll take you live to the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island right after this word from Hogemeyer Hybrids.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
Chuck Prezik along. We're in game two of the 2020 Heartland Hoops Classic, and this will be the Elm Creek Buffaloes from out of the area coming in here with a record of 13-7 under head coach Tanner Kaveny, and they'll face a tough one here today as they get the UTAN Chieftains, who are 17-3. Rod Hartman, Tim Higgins, and Brian Gruppe are scheduled to be the officials here for us on a Saturday morning. Elm Creek coming in, as we said, with a record of 13-7. They're averaging 59.5 points per contest. They give up 42.3. They're shooting 48% from the field, 32% from behind a three-point arc, and they're pretty good at the free throw line are the Buffaloes, shooting at 67%. They had a big win last night over Amherst by the score of 64-59. Taking a look at the other side, it's UTAN at 17-3. The Chieftains averaging 59.5 points. They give up 39. They are red and white. They are the Class C2 state runner-up in 2019. They were last here at the Heartland Hoops Classic in 2018 and got a win over South Loup by the score of 57-48. And we're going to take a quick one-minute timeout. We'll come back and take a look at the starting lineups for the Chieftains and the Buffaloes in just 1 minute.
Mid-States Insurance Agency in Elm Creek is a proud sponsor of this broadcast and wish all of the area student athletes good luck in their competition. Stop in to Mid-States Insurance Agency in Elm Creek and see how Chad, Becca, and the entire team at Mid-States Insurance can serve you. They will help you with all of your insurance needs, including auto, home, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Call 308-856-4913, located in Elm Creek at 121 North Tyler Street.
At First Tier Bank, our roots go back to 1955. Our vision has always been to help our communities live better with great banking. First Tier Bank takes pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking, savings, loans, and online banking with bill pay. First Tier Bank measures its success by continued growth of our clients and communities. We are proud to support our high school athletes.
All right, Chuck Prezik back here at the 2020 Heartland Hoops Classic, and both teams are out on the floor. Chieftains will be in their black uniforms trimmed in red. At the far end are the Elm Creek Buffaloes, of course, blue and gold, but they'll be in their white uniforms today for head coach Tanner Kaveny. He's assisted by Davis Miner, Brant Runge, Isaiah Quintana, Caden Schmidt, Dawson McCarter, and Colton Kenning. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Buffaloes. As we said, they picked up a big win last night over the Amherst team by 64-59. Starting lineup for Elm Creek tonight will be number one, Gage Claybaugh. Claybaugh coming into the action tonight, averaging 13.1 points and 4.9 rebounds. And it's this morning's action. Just get used to throwing out that evening. But it is good morning, and we're glad to have you along here on ESPN 1460. Number two will be Troy Brummels. Brummels will get the start for Elm Creek. He is a junior, stands 6 foot tall. Brummels averaging 10.5 points and 4.6 rebounds for Elm Creek. Number three is Trey Miner. Miner leading the team in scoring, punching in 17.4 points per contest. He gets 4.8 rebounds. Miner is a 5'10 junior. Number 10 will get the start. That's Karsten McCarter. McCarter averaging 10.8 points and 3.1 rebounds. McCarter, a senior, standing 5'10". And the final starter will be Brandon Newfer. Newfer gets the start today. He's averaging 1.8 rebounds and 3.1 points. Newfer is a 5'11 junior for the Elm Creek Buffaloes, as we said, who come in 13-7. Now for the UTAN Chieftains, under the direction of Justin Peterson, assisted by Mitch Wendland and Kevin Rogers. Jesse Gardner, also an assistant for the Chieftains. They are 17-3. They're averaging 59.5. Give up 39. Here are your starters. They'll start with number zero, the 6'2 senior, Trey Knutson. Knutson leads the team in scoring at 14.1 for the Chieftains. He brings down 4.8 rebounds. Number one will get the start, Will Hayes. He's a 5'9 senior. Hayes averaging 9.5 points and 1.8 rebounds for UTAN. Number three is the little man that'll do a little of everything, 5'11 junior, Brady Tim. Tim averaging 3.3 points and 13.3. And number four will be Sam Peterson, a 6'2 sophomore. Peterson averaging 3.8 points and 2.3 rebounds for UTAN. And the final starter will be Carter Takoda. It'll be Kobe Takoda, the 6'6 senior. Kobe averaging 6.9 rebounds and 12.4 points. Takoda leads the team in rebounds with 124, also has 41 block shots. So it's a battle today from across the state. Elm Creek battling against UTAN here in the game two of the 2020 Heartland Hoops Classic. Glad to have you along here on King FM. On ESPN 1460 and also streaming at flatriverpreps.com. It's a reminder over on Power 99 this afternoon starting about 2 o'clock. We'll have some district wrestling. A lot of that going on across the state tonight and this afternoon. But we're going to have basketball coming your way next on ESPN 1460. Elm Creek, the Buffaloes, and the Chieftains of UTAN come your way after this timeout.
Five stations.
Bloom 30 KHIS.
KSS. Hastings.
KXPN Kearney.
The Breeze 94.5.
Classic Hits.
Power 99.
One team.
Platte River Preps.
Platte River Preps.
PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Powered by Platte River Radio. Local sports, your music.
Godfather's Pizza's Buffet's got something for everyone. Great pizza, fresh salad, fantastic sides. Sounds real sweet, doesn't it? I almost forgot. Great desserts. Let's say we stop yapping and head to Godfather's Pizza's Buffet. Do it.
Godfather's Pizza of Grand Island Buffet, daily from 11 to 2, only $7.19, including soft drink.
Currently, I have children as young as a year old that are working on some feeding and swallowing, problem solving, and those basic speech and language areas of articulation and phonology. Those are what most people think of when they think of speech therapy. These children are going to go out into the community and they're going to be able to make a difference and they're going to be able to be independent. When I came to Mary Lanning, there was no pediatric speech therapy program. Our space was very limited and we've more than outgrown that space. The first time a child does something that they've not ever done before, it's so rewarding. All that time and effort, it makes it worthwhile and it just makes you want to continue to do what you do every single day. My name is Brooke West, speech-language pathologist at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
And Chuck Frizik back at the 2020 Heartland Hoops Classic, game number 2 of 8 right here on ESPN 1460. Game 3 will be Elkhorn Mount Michael against Kearney at 11:50. The 1:30 game has Hastings High against BRLD. This afternoon at 3:15, we'll have Ogallala and Auburn. The 6 o'clock game has Bishop Walsh against Sunrise Christian Academy out of Wichita. And the feature game is at 6:45 tonight, IMG Academy in Miller North. And the final tonight, Grand Island Senior High against Grand Island Central Catholic. You can hear them all here on King or on the mighty ESPN 1460. Ball is in the air, controlled by Elm Creek. They'll head to the far sideline. Ball up on top. And Elm Creek will work it around the outside. Into the corner. Now a little stink move and the ball down on the floor and falling out of bounds. Troy Brummels. That'll be a turnover against Elm Creek here in quarter number one. So we started out Utan will bring it up the floor. Brady Tim will bring it up the near sideline. In their black uniforms, they'll go right inside to 6'6", Dakota. Outside three-pointer on the way. That's short by Knutson. And the shot is no good. And down the floor comes Elm Creek. Elm Creek to the near side to Brummels. Brummels hands it off to Miner. Miner spins left side of the lane. Three-pointer for Buffaloes off the mark and short. No good. And the rebound will come down to the visiting Chieftains. Brady Tim into front court, drives the lane, kicks it to the near side. It'll be tipped out of bounds. Gage Claybaugh in there to make the defensive hit. Nice play that time defensively by Gage Claybaugh. Elm Creek looks like they're going to drop back into a zone as the Chieftains take it out from under their own basket. Ball into the near corner to Brady Tim. Now they'll swing it around the outside. They run the weave outside. Brady Tim seems to be in the offense at all times. Drives the right-hand side, puts it up the window and in. Brady Tim has the first 2 points of the ball game. UTAN on top, 6:53 to go. Opening quarter from the 2020 Heartland Hoops Classic. Streaming online at PlatteRiverPreps.com and, of course, on your ESPN local station, 1460 in Kearney. Minute and a half. There's a cutter down the lane. Ball stolen away, though, and coming up with it is Will Hayes. Hayes with the steal. Second turnover of the ball game against Elm Creek. Down the inside, here come the Chieftains. Trey Knutson drives the lane. Nobody stopped him that time. He takes it right to the basket. Puts it up off the window. It's 4-0. Chieftains early in the contest. Now the ball stolen again. Can they keep it alive? No. Knutson getting into that passing lane again. Pass intended that time on the outside for Karsten McCarter, the 5'10 senior, but ball knocked out of bounds and will trigger it in for the Buffaloes. Buffaloes will take it to the far end. Here's this drive down the lane, laying it up. No, he's going to kick it out into the corner. Looked at the three-pointer, now shoots one up. It's short, no good. Down at the rebound, Sam Peterson. Peterson with the rebound. Brady Tim into front court. Chieftains 4-0. There's a three-pointer up and in, and count it this time. And Trey Knutson has five, and it's off to a 7-0 run for the Chieftains. Up the other end, ball quickly off the window and in, and Elm Creek is on the board, 7-2. UTAN will bring it up. 5:35 to go, opening quarter. Up on top, driving in the lane. Ball stolen away. Good defense that time. Give the steal to Karsten McCarter. McCarter has it stolen right back by Will Hayes. So the teams trade turnovers at the 5:30 mark. Kicked on the outside. Three-pointer coming for UTAN. That's off the mark. No good. Tip is no good. Ball will stay, though, with UTAN. Jumper from the free throw line from 15. Up and in for Will Hayes. It's a 9-2 ball game. We're 3 minutes into the opening quarter. Both teams just trying to get their legs here at the Heartland Hoops. Ball on the outside. They'll run the weave out front. Kicked at the right-hand side corner. Here's a three-pointer off the mark and no good. Rebound, though, inside for Elm Creek. Now they'll give it back outside. Driving the lane, Gage Claybaugh. Claybaugh has the basket. It's 9-4. Early going, quarter number one. On to the near side. Knutson goes inside to Dakota, the 6'6 senior, and he'll be fouled. This will be the first foul of the contest. And they'll call the foul on Troy Brummels. Giving up some size inside are the Buffaloes to 6'6", Colby Takata. UTAN will trigger from under their own basket. Out on top to Will Hayes, to the near side to Knutson. Knutson will give it to Brady Tim, and they'll reset. Run the weave to the right-hand side. Out of the top of the key. Now they clear up Dakota inside. Dakota off the window. Can't get it to go. Grabs his rebound. And then he'll be fouled. No one out there for Elm Creek. Able to stay with that size of 6'6 of Dakota. And he'll shoot free throws here with 4:18 to go. They'll put the foul on the board. And it'll be the second foul of the half against the Buffaloes. And Dakota will be at the free throw line. Shot up and in. Colby Takota, free throw up and in, makes it a 10-4 ball game. Takota eyes the bucket, bounces it with both hands. Here's the second shot, rolls off the front lip, doesn't go. Down with the rebound, and on the move to the other end, Gage Claybaugh. Claybaugh clears it out to the near side to Karsten McCarter. McCarter back to the top of the key, goes to the right-hand wing. Nice defense by UTAN, and now the ball will be stolen away. Another turnover on Elm Creek. See if they can slow down that part of the game. 3:58 to go, opening quarter. Chieftains on top, 10-4. Into the lane. This time, that's going to be out of bounds. Brady Tim might have got bailed out that time. Our first substitution coming into the ball game. This will be Bo Knapp. Bo Knapp will check in, the 5'8 freshman for Elm Creek. Checking out, Trent Watkins. On the outside, Utan will bring it in. There's a spin move in the lane. That's going to be a travel on Utan. Nice looking move. The only thing is he didn't have the basketball left and took an extra step. Official said that'll be a turnover against the Chieftains. 3:46 to go, opening quarter. 2020 Heartland Hoops Classic here on ESPN. Utan battling Elm Creek. Ball into front court. Elm Creek, nice little spin move that time by Clayball. Put it up off the window and in. Trey Miner with the basket. It's 10-6. Utan into front court. Now Dakota getting double-teamed. Elm Creek picks up their defensive tempo. Ball tipped around, but it'll end up with the Buffaloes off their hands and into the hands of Will Hayes. Shot from the top of the key by Brady Tim. No good. Down with the rebound and on the roll. Trey Miner headed the other way. Ball will be tipped out of Miner's hands, but it will stay with Elm Creek. And now the head man, Tanner Cavaney. We'll see what kind of play he calls out here. They'll stack two on the left side of the lane, two on the right side of the lane. Tossing it in, Elm Creek from under their own basket. Ball tossed into Trey Miner. Now they'll go back on the outside. Here's Troy Brummels. Driving the left-hand side of the lane. We're going to have a contact. No, they're going to say a travel before the contact against the Buffaloes. And some early turnover problems now for Elm Creek. That's the fifth one in the books. And Utan will bring it up. 2:50 to go in the opening quarter. Chieftains on top, 10-6 against the zone. Now here's the drive down the middle by Brady Tim. And Brady Tim has his second bucket. It's 12-6. Chieftains on top, quarter number one. Into the corner, Elm Creek quickly down the floor. Back out on top to Bo Knapp. Just a freshman. Now out on top to Clayball, the senior. Three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Down with the rebound. Here's Utan. This time, Joel Pleskotch is checked in. Joel Pleskotch has just checked in. Now they'll put it onto the top of the key. Trey Knutson wants to drive the lane. Leaves it near side for Hayes, the 5'9 senior. Going to drive in the middle of the Buffalo lane, can't get it to go. Elm Creek got a guy quickly outlet pass down the floor to Brummels. Brummels will hold up as the defense for the Chieftains gets back. 1:54 to go, opening quarter. Chieftains on top, 12-6. Jumper from 15, up and in. Count this one for Troy Brummels. Troy Brummels makes it a 12-8 ball game. Elm Creek now maybe starting to settle in here as we play here on the big floor in Grand Island. Ball into the corner. Knutson, cross-court pass, leaves it for Brady Tim. His jumper from the far sideline for two. Brady Tim has a half a dozen. It's 14-6, or 14-8. The lead is six. And a ball put up and in. And put in that time by Karsten McCarter. McCarter gets the bucket. 14-10. On the near side, 9, now Utan. Looks like they're going to take a little bit of air out of it here. They'll work it around the outside. They'd go inside, stolen away. Good defense this time by Trey Miner. Miner to the other end is going to take it all the way in and then has it stolen away on a turnover again. Great defense by Will Hayes for Utan. The initial steal came by Trey Miner. Now back into the lineup for the Buffaloes is Trent Watkins. Watkins back into the lineup, the 5'8 freshman. Utan will bring it up. Now looks like Elm Creek going to drop back into more of a 1-2-2 look on the zone. Kicked into the corner. They'll swing it back out on top to Brady Tim. Running the top of the zone for the Buffaloes. Number 10, Karsten McCarter. Onto the near side. 30 seconds to go. Chieftains up by 4, 14-10. Looked like they're going to be content to get the last shot for head coach Justin Peterson. Brady Tim dribbles the ball out in the center circle. 18 seconds left to go. Quarter number one. Brady Tim dribbling it between his legs. Now backs down McCarter. Gets to the top of the key. Wants to spin in the lane. Puts it up and in. What a move by Brady Tim. He's got 4 2-pointers. Do they get a shot off? 2 seconds to go. I don't think it's going to count. It would have not went either way. The shot was by Gage Claybaugh, but the quarter has gone away. And the Chieftains, at the end of one, take the lead, 16-10. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for 3 generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
All right, quarter number 2, UTAN will have it coming our way. Claybaugh, Brummels, Miner, Karsten McCarter, and Watkins back on defense. That's the starting 5 for Elm Creek. We'll see what Elm Creek answers with. They got Will Hayes on the floor. They do have one substitute in, 6'2 sophomore Sam Peterson. Dakota sets a high screen. They'll run it back out to the outside to Peterson. Sophomore drives the lane, kicks it near side to Brady Tim. His shot from 3-point land off the mark, no good. Down at the rebound, Karsten McCarter headed to the far end. 30 seconds into the second quarter, Chieftains had a lead of 6. And now the pass inside, blocked inside that time by Dakota. So he said he stands 6-6 inside. UTAN has numbers 3-on-2. Brady Tim takes it up off the window and in. Brady Tim now with 10 in the contest. And it is an 18-10 lead. Elm Creek will take it to the other end. Work it around. Claybaugh into the corner. Gets a screen there. Leaves it for Brummels. Cross-court pass. This is Trey Miner. Miner into the corner to McCarter. McCarter back to Claybaugh. A little fade away. No good. Dakota, the big guy, gets the rebound. Elm Creek's been led in scoring by Trey Miner. They have 4 in double figures. Here's a 3-pointer on the near side, and that'll go for Will Hayes. And now they're starting to stretch it out. The Chieftains on top, 21-10. Ball on the outside. Drive down the lane, up off the window and in. Nice move that time by Trey Miner. Trey Miner has it up and in. Miner with 4 now in the ball game. It's 21-12. Jumper by Brady Tim, 15-foot. Free throw line shot, no good. Down with the rebound is Trey Miner. Elm Creek headed to the far sidelines in those white uniforms, trimmed in blue and gold. 2 minutes into quarter number 2. You're listening to basketball on ESPN 1460 and streaming at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On the outside, Elm Creek, game number 2. We'll be here for all 8 today on ESPN. Stay with us over on, of course, Power 99. Some wrestling coming your way. District action this afternoon at around 2. 5:45 to go. Here's a move inside. Fadeaway jumper from 10. No good. Down at the rebound for UTAN, Sam Peterson. Chieftains will bring it up. UTAN looks over to the head man, Justin Peterson. We'll see what play they call out. Play number 2. We'll see what comes out of this. They'll run the weave on the outside. Trey Knutson to the near side to Will Hayes. He just buried one from about that same spot. Now they'll go, tried to go high post to Takata. Takata didn't catch it cleanly, but still able to put it up and in. Takata gets it in there. He now has 3, and it is 23-12. Elm Creek onto the other side. Nice fake by Claybaugh. Drives into the lane. There's Dakota, though, guarding the net. Now they'll kick it out. 3-pointer. Is it in? It is. Count it for Trey Miner. Trey Miner takes one home from long distance. He has 7 here in the half. We have a timeout on the floor with 4:55 to go in the third. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
You believe it's our hope? Yes! It's the 40th anniversary of Miracle on Ice. Relive the moment as the Tri-City Storm celebrate hockey history while creating their own. All the action starts Saturday, February 22nd at 7:05 p.m. against the Omaha Lancers as we honor the 1980 Winter Olympics men's hockey team victory. It's a must-see game with commemorative jerseys, festivities, and all the action. For tickets, visit stormhockey.com.
And Chuck Friesick back here, quarter number two, game number two. The first game today won by Fall City Sacred Heart over Fullerton. The third game today will have Kearney, the Bearcats, battling against Elkhorn Mount Michael Benedictine. And the game four starts about 1 o'clock, Hastings and BRLD. That's just the first half. We'll get you the rest as we move along, as we'll be here for all eight games today, and we'll wrap it up tonight with the 8:30 tip-off between Grand Island Senior High and Grand Island Central Catholic. 4:55 to go. Ball will belong to the Chieftains of UTAN at the far end of the court. They're up by 8, 23-15. Not a lot of fouls called. In fact, just two against the Buffaloes. Chieftains have yet to commit a foul. Here's Brady Tim. The junior will bring it across. Takes it right-hand side, one-hand pass there. Now see if they're going to try to post up Takata inside. They'll swing it around to the near side. UTAN gets it to Trey Knutson. Knutson, baseball pass, other side, three-pointer. This is Hayes again. This one goes down halfway, won't go. Elm Creek has the rebound. Trey Miner on the roll to the other end. Elm Creek down by 8. Three-pointer from the corner, up and in. And take it this time for Gage Claybaugh. Gage Claybaugh now has 7. And it is 23-18. They're starting to crawl back in it. Good defense on that end by the Buffaloes, and then they come down and get the basket. We're halfway home, quarter number two. Ball tossed inside. Good defense on Dakota inside, grabbing in there to get the tie-up. Bonap, a freshman, went right up against him at 5'8", and they'll get him the basketball. It'll be a turnover against UTAN. His clock stopped at even 4 minutes to go. That got Tanner Cavaney up and gone. He likes that defensive part on this end. Chieftains 23, Buffaloes 18. Ball in the hands of Elm Creek. They take it right-hand side to on the outside to Gage Claybaugh. And now did they call a offensive foul? I believe they did. They'll call the foul this time on Karsten McCarter. McCarter will pick up the foul on an offensive foul. And now the official talking right here with Tim Higgins wanting an explanation how they can get it on both ends of the floor. 3:48 to go. Elm Creek trailing by 5. They drop back on defense. Chieftains run it around the outside. They're 17-3. Elm Creek comes in 13-7. Ball onto the top of the key. Jumper from 17. Up and in, and count it for Brady Tim. Tim now with a dozen already. It's 25-18. Lead is 7. Stops a 6-point run by the Buffaloes. Buffaloes into the corner. 3-pointer. This one's short off the mark this time. For Gage Claybaugh, and on the move is Brady Tim and the Chieftains. Top of the key. Three-pointer, UTAN Chieftains. That one's short. Who's going to grab the rebound? McCarter had a chance at it. A little end up, though, with Gage Claybaugh. Claybaugh off the window at the other end. That's a little too strong. No good. Who's going to hustle after it? Karsten McCarter. What a great effort by McCarter to keep it alive. Elm Creek will reset. 2:52 to go. Here's McCarter into the lane. Kicks it back out. They'll reset with Trey Miner. Miner's three-pointer, a long, long fadeaway that time, and that will be short, and the ball will come down to the Chieftains. At that point, Tanner Cavaney has seen that Justin Peterson wants the timeout. Justin Peterson takes the timeout for UTAN. 2:43 to go, quarter number two, UTAN 25, Buffaloes 18. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer, is hosting their annual planter clinic at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings, February 18th, 19th, and 20th. The planter clinic offers expansive equipment training and important information on new and updated technology for this planting season. Learn more about AMS documentation and guidance, row unit and meter settings, and soil moisture monitoring options. Join us February 18th through the 20th in Hastings and experience the Landmark difference.
And Chuck Friesick back at the 2020 Heartland Hoops Classic. We're here for game number two as Elm Creek getting right back into this against the Chieftains of UTAN. They trailed at the end of the first quarter 16-10, and it's now a 25-18 ball game with 2:43 to go in the half. Ball will belong to the Chieftains. They'll take it out three-quarter court and bring it up for their head man. The opening game today saw Fall City Sacred Heart get the win over the Fullerton Warriors. It was a good game. Sacred Heart, the Irish get the win by 9, 47-38. UTAN will trigger it in. They get it to Brady Tim. He has his hands on the ball at almost all times. Elm Creek drops back into the 1-2-2. McCarter at the top of the 1-2-2. They're trying to cut it down, going inside to the 6-6 Dakota. Cross-court pass right there off the window and in. Nice cross-court pass from Tim, and he finds Sam Peterson. Sam Peterson has his first points of the ball game. Elm Creek headed to the other end. Brummels gets a screen. Now goes work, tries to work the baseline against Dakota. Tries to find a friendly face. Finds one in Karsten McCarter. McCarter will dribble it back out to the top of the key. Under 2 minutes to go in the second. Drive down the lane. Stolen away. Another turnover for Elm Creek. 1:45 to go. Here's the pass inside to Dakota. Right back outside to Will Hayes. Three-pointer home for Hayes. They're at 30. It's 30-18, and so they come right back after the timeout, put five on the board, and extend their lead back out to a dozen. 90 seconds to go. Quarter number two, top of the key. Here's Gage Claybaugh. Claybaugh hands it off to the freshman. Watkins. Jumper for three. That's a little too strong for Elm Creek. Rebound brought down weak side. Give it to Will Hayes and the Chieftains. They bring it up, leading by a dozen with 1:12 left to go in the opening quarter. Now, the Chieftains were able to take some time off. They had no problem running down the clock. We'll see if they do that here. No, they'll took the three-pointer in and drill it. Trey Knutson. Knutson with another Trey. 33-18 in quarter number two. UTAN showing why they're 17-3. Into the outside, Elm Creek will work it around. They were the Class C2 runner-up a year ago. Ball be dribbled down the floor. This is Miner, or Watkins, excuse me. Back out on top to Trent, the 5'8 freshman, and now we're going to have a travel called on Elm Creek. Now ready to check in. Bo Knapp will check into the lineup. Checking out of the Elm Creek lineup, Trey Miner. As we said, Elm Creek may have be short a little bit of their legs. They had a tough one last night, but they did pick up the win over Amherst, who was 14-5 coming into that last night. But they get a 5-point 64-59. And, of course, a Fort Kearney conference battle between Amherst and Elm Creek. Elm Creek improved to 13-7 last night. 20 seconds to go, and Brady Tim stays out there and dribbles the ball at midcourt. Ball headed towards 10 seconds. Chieftains now run it to the left-hand side, to Will Hayes, to Dakota. Here's a shot up and no good. Who's going to grab the rebound? It'll be Brady Tim. Throws one up at the buzzer. It's no good. We've run out of time in half number one, but it's been UTAN taking a 16-10 lead at the end of the first quarter and extending it out. They now lead at halftime by the score of 33-18. We'll quickly send it back to station. We'll get you some totals and come back with the second half. You're listening to Basketball from the 2020 Heartland Hoops Classic on ESPN 1460 and on PlatteRiverPreps.com.
All of us at Five Points Bank strongly believe in supporting our area's youth.
Five Points Bank contributes annually to the booster clubs of our area high school schools and Hastings College.
We believe student participation in extracurricular activities results in better student engagement and academic performance.
Extracurricular activities are the other half of education, and Five Points Bank supports and promotes these activities.
Get out there and support our youth by attending a ball game, a concert, an art show. Let's show our young people we care.
Add beauty and value to your home or business with professional hardwood floor restoration or new installation by BA Floor Restoration. You will absolutely love the spectacular style, charm, and quality flooring BA Floor Restoration provides. Specializing in floor restoration of any size, both residential and commercial, using only the best product. Apply a custom design or border medallion to add elegance and class. Get a free estimate and start the transformation today. Give your old wood floors new life. BA Floor Restoration. BAfloor.com.
Five stations.
Boom 30 KHIS.
KSS. Hastings.
KXPN Kearney.
The Breeze 94.5.
Classic Hits. Power 99.
One team.
Platte River Preps.
Platte River Preps.
Platte River Preps.com.
Powered by Platte River Radio. Local sports, your music.
You're tired, but hungry. Or maybe the weather's turned ugly.
Pick up the phone, call Godfather's Pizza. We'll take care of you. You order, we listen, we make whatever you want, we bring it to your door. Give Godfather's Pizza a call. Do it.
Call Godfather's Pizza in Grand Island for delivery at 308-384-9090.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Anderson Diesel Service of Grand Island, your local diesel pickup, repair, and parts specialist that has been servicing the Tri-City area for over 30 years. Their highly trained techs specialize in Powerstroke, Cummins, and Duramax. They are your local parts warehouse, stocking all the popular Bosch and Alliant power pumps and ejectors. They use only the best and latest OEM equipment to ensure it's fixed right the first time. Anderson Diesel Service of Grand Island.
Have you ever wondered who to call if you're in need of a tow?
Island Towing.
Run out of gas?
Island Towing.
Been in an accident?
Island Towing.
When you are stuck, really stuck, in heavy mud or other hazards?
Island Towing.
Need assistance changing a tire?
Call Island Towing, that's who. With 24/7 services, we have the right equipment and know-how to get the job done safely. Give us a call at 308-384-1837 or check us out at islandtowinggi.com and we will get you back on the road.
And Chuck Friesick back here at the 2020 Heartland Hoops Classic. We're in game number two. A lot of excitement, I know, around the area for game number seven tonight as IMG Academy makes the trip in and will battle Middle North. Millard North, of course, with four or five Division I prospects, but IMG Academy brings in about 10 or 11. So that should be quite a game if you haven't made your way over. It'll be at 6:45 tonight. And then we'll wrap it up tonight, 8:30 Grand Island Senior High and Grand Island Central Catholic. That's game number eight. You'll hear them all right here on ESPN 1460 and, of course, streaming online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Moving back up the schedule, the 5 o'clock game has Bishop Walsh out of Maryland battling against Sunrise Christian Academy out of Wichita. The 5 o'clock game, or the 3:15 game, which is game five, is Ogallala and Auburn. The 1:30 game this afternoon has Hastings High against Bancroft Rosalie Lions Decatur, or BRLD. Game three that follows this one has Elkhorn Mount Michael Benedine against the Kearney Bearcats. We're in game number two. The first, as we said, went the way of Fall City Sacred Heart. They got the win today over Fullerton. That was a good ball game right there as Fall City Sacred Heart went away and got the lead late. At halftime, it is now UTAN on top by the score of 33-18. They led at the end of the first quarter 16-10. They add up 17 more in the second quarter and now have that 15-point lead by the score of 33-18. Taking a look at some stats for UTAN, they're shooting 7 for 14 from the field for 50%. They've turned it over three times. They've got three steals. They've hit one out of three from the three-point land. On the other side, in the second quarter, then they hit three out of seven. So at halftime, they've actually shooting 40% from behind the arc, and that has given UTAN the ability to take this lead. Also, the turnover department, just four on UTAN, nine on Elm Creek here in half number one. They are shooting 8 for 18 from the field. 44% are the Buffaloes, but from behind the arc, they are just 1 for 4. And the lone, the Elm Creek in there now shooting 25% from behind the arc at halftime. We're about 4 minutes away from the second half, and now let's take a rundown of your scoring. We'll first take a look at the scoring for Elm Creek. They are led by Gage Clayball with seven, and also Trey Miner with seven. Clayball had four in the first quarter, got three, a three-pointer in the second. Troy Brummels comes through with one, the six-foot junior, also seven for Trey Miner. Miner, who comes in as the leading scorer for the Buffaloes of Elm Creek, averaging 17. He has seven here at halftime. He had two in the first quarter, got five in the second, and the lone 2 points then go to Karsten McCarter. McCarter did some nice things defensively, though, when they were able to slow down the ability of UTAN to go from the inside for Toby Colby Takata. He'd kick it back out, and they have some willing shooters in Trey Knudsen, Will Hayes, and also Brady Tim. They have just put the ball in from just about everywhere. And at halftime, they have stretched their lead out to 15, 33-18. Now let's take a quick rundown of UTAN, the Chieftains, scoring in the first half, led by Brady Tim with an even dozen, and he has put through 6 2-point baskets to lead the way for the Chieftains of UTAN. In fact, Brady Tim is all the write-up that you read about UTAN, and yet he's not their leading scorer. Brady Tim comes in averaging 13.3, actually leading the way for the Chieftains this season, has been their 6'2 senior, Trey Knutson. Knutson, averaging 14 points per ballgame, has 8 at halftime. He's hit a couple of trays in the ballgame for UTAN. He had 5 in the first quarter, got 3 in the second. He has 8. We have 5 points in the first half for Will Hayes, the 5'9 senior. 3 points for Colby Dakota. He actually hit a free throw and then was a two-pointer in the second quarter, so he has 3. And then Sam Peterson came off the bench for the Chieftains. He had 1 2-point basket. So at halftime, it is UTAN on top by the score of 33-18. Both teams are out on the floor. We'll take a 90-second break. We'll come back with the second half between the Buffaloes and the Chieftains right here on ESPN 1460, streaming online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Jerry Sheet Metal would like to thank the Grand Island area for a great 2019. Right now, receive up to $1,300 in savings with a $1,000 rebate from Lennox and an additional $300 instant rebate from Jerry Sheet Metal. Add top-of-the-line Triton Air Bear 90-plus filtration system, Lennox Healthy Climate humidifier systems free, and a $900 savings. With the Lennox Signature equipment, save up to 40% on your utilities while enjoying precise climate in your home. Also, enjoy easy in-house financing. Call today for a free estimate from Jerry Sheet Metal and Cooling, 384-2881.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brems Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important to you than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brems provides the hometown services you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brems Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
Farming is a way of life here, and today's farmer has a feel for the land, a knowing touch that shows in the riches of the harvest, and the farmers know CHS Agronomy Department is who they can trust and count on. When you do business with CHS, you're connected to agronomic expertise. It's getting time to prepay your agronomic inputs and contract fuel. Contact CHS today. CHS, people and resources you can count on always, and always here at chsholdridge.com.
Hey, and Chuck Friesick back at the 2020 Heartland Hoops Classic. You're listening to basketball on ESPN 1460, streaming at PlatteRiverPreps.com. 2 of 8 today. That's a great day for basketball in central Nebraska. Of course, the Kearney Bearcats up next right here on ESPN 1460. Drake Veronik has made his way. His team probably in the dressing room right now, so they're not far away. We'll have all the coverage here today on ESPN 1460. It's Elm Creek and UTAN ready to get it to go here in quarter number 3 as they're making their final preparations, as they're meeting with their head coaches. Elm Creek on the near side with Tanner Cavaney. And I think Tanner, if I remember right, related to Rick Rath, the longtime coach around the area. Might be a nephew, I believe. I think Rick might be his uncle. So glad to see the branch of coaching stay around central Nebraska. But right now Elm Creek's got a little bit of a chore to go. Trailing by 15 at halftime, 33-18. Taking a look at that roster for UTAN, Trey Knutson heading off to Morningside, and then Midland commit is Kobe Takata. So they have some basketball players for the Chieftains. We have seen that here in half number one. Chieftains, of course, will have the ball as we open up on the alternating possession. They'll go to Dakota on the outside, and now looks like they're going to match up a little bit. So Elm Creek going to try to play a little man-to-man early. Here's the three-pointer from the corner, up and in, and that'll start it. Scoring for Will Hayes. Will Hayes puts down 3 more. Hayes puts the basket in, and it makes it 36-18. Down the floor, up and in. What a nice drive to the basket. Score it for Karsten McCarter. McCarter went right down through the trees, including Kobe Takota. He'll make the basket. That'll be the first foul of the second half, and it'll be registered on the Chieftains. And at the free throw line, Karsten McCarter to shoot for the old-fashioned three-point play. Righty puts it up and in. Nice little move that time by Karsten McCarter. McCarter now with 5 in the ballgame, 36-21. headed the far sidelines. Three again, and this time count it for Trey Knutson. Knutson hits this one from long distance. He now has 11 in the contest. 39-21, and just no fear from the outside by UTN. 17-3 on the season. They're only lost to Class B Wahoo. C1 Auburn, who's unbeaten, they'll be here later today. And Bishop Newman, who is 14-4. Those are the three losses on the side for UTAN. Now we're going to have a foul on UTAN with 7:03 to go in the half. It'll be a non, or no, they're going to call it a shooting foul. Thought maybe it was a little earlier than that, but we'll send to the free throw line. Trey Miner. Miner will shoot a pair here. Free throw by Trey is up and in. Trey with now 8 points in the contest. The 5'10 junior eyes the bucket. Not a lot of arch, but it's in there for his 9th point of the contest, the 23rd on the side of the Buffaloes. 39-23. Headed the other way, this is their point guard, Brady Tim. Brady Tim all the way splits the defense and takes it up and puts it in. Brady Tim now has 14 in the ballgame. 41-23, back to an 18-point lead. Three-pointer up and in, and put it in this time. A nice shot that time on the outside for Karsten McCarter. McCarter now. Ball shot up, and they just keep racking him up on the other side. This time put down by Will Hayes. 44-26. They haven't hardly missed here in the second half. Three-pointer from this side. Short this time. Brought down off the miss by Brummels. Into the hands of Brady Tim. 44-26. UTAN has it on the far sideline. They'll slow it down a bit this time. Trey Knutson. They work it around the outside to Tim. Tim, jumper from 17. Off the mark, no good. Down at the rebound and on the move coming this way is Trey Miner. Miner across the timeline. They'll kick it right-hand side to Watkins. Back out to Brummels. Jump from 17, no good. Short off the iron. Trey Knutson grabs the rebound for UTAN. 5:45 to go in the third. Chieftains 44, Buffaloes 26 here on ESPN 1460. On the outside, here's Brady Tim. Into the corner to Knutson. Knutson, step back three. That's off the mark. That's not going to even catch any iron. It'll go out of bounds. It'll belong to Elm Creek. Glad to have you along. Here is our full day of coverage from the 2020 Heartland Hoops Classic. Basketball fan, make your way on down. Bring your radios. Enjoy your coverage right here on ESPN 1460. Drive down the lane, Trey Miner. Little fader from the lane. Can't get it to go. Pass down the floor. This time, Chieftains have a man out in front. But blocked from behind. What a great block from behind that time by Elm Creek. Coming up to make the block on the outside. And now they'll kick it down the floor. Three-pointer off that great block that time by Gage Claybaugh. Claybaugh was trailing the play, but then came in and knocked it away. 4:54 to go. He'll work it across the outside. Ball into the side of Brady Tim. Ball out on top to Knutson. Knutson to the near sideline. Shot up and in. And another basket this time put into the hole for UTAN's Sam Peterson. That's his second, 46-26, lead out to 20. Down the lane that time, the drive down the lane by Troy Brummels, and Brummels will have it blocked away, but they'll call a blocking foul on the Chieftains. That'll be the third foul of the second half against the Chieftains. No fouls against the Buffaloes yet here today. Shot is up and no good. We'll shoot a second. So Brummels eyes the bucket. 4:22 to go in the third. Elm Creek second shot in by Brummels. And it's 46-27. 4 minutes, 20 seconds to go. Brady Tim now. Elm Creek's extend to their 1-2-2 to a half-court trap. Quickly, Tim throws it down the lane, and they little runner, and Trey Knutson takes care of that. 48-27, no problem with the pressure at all. They went right around it. Knutson now with 13 into front court. Little runner in the lane, counted up and in. Gage Claybaugh. Claybaugh has his first points of the second half. 48-29. 3:50 to go. High post kicked into the corner Not very many misses at all for UTAN here in the second half. Here's a three-pointer from the baseline. That'll be short, no good, and now we're going to have a foul. I believe this is going to go against Colby Dakota. They caught him this time, pushing off inside. Good box out that time by Elm Creek. Checking back into the Elm Creek lineup, Bo Knapp, the 5'8 freshman. Knapp into the lineup. And the ball will belong to the Buffaloes. 3:40 to go, quarter number three, here on ESPN 1460. Across the timeline, Karsten McCarter. McCarter comes to the near side to Brummels. Knapp into the near side to Claybaugh. Claybaugh drives the baseline, lays it up and in. Nice move by Gage Claybaugh, the 6'1 senior, has his second bucket. 48-31. 17-point ball game. It was 15 at halftime. Now we're going to have a foul, the first of the second half, against Elm Creek. This will be against Bo Knapp. Bo Knapp picks up the foul. 3:12 to go. Chieftains 48, Buffaloes 31. Game number two here this morning. Tipped off at around 10:10. Kearney Bearcats are coming your way next. That's scheduled to go at 11:50. Ball inside, tipped around. Can the Buffaloes get it? They got one on the floor. Now they got two. They want a timeout. Believe they're going to get credit for the steal. They will. Down on the floor with it that time is Bo Knapp. 3:04 to go. We have a timeout on the floor. It's going to take the long one. They will. We'll be back in 1 minute. Basketball from the 2020 Heartland Hoops comes your way in 60 seconds.
Life is hectic. Schedules are full. Hi, this is Chris Caskey with Home Federal Bank. We've got the tools to make your life easier with convenient online banking, mobile banking, and mobile deposit. Fast, secure, and free, giving you peace of mind and one less thing to worry about in your busy schedule. We're here for you today, we'll be here tomorrow, and we'll do it together. Build your future at home, Home Federal Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Godfather's Pizza's Buffet's got something for everyone. Great pizza, fresh salad, fantastic sides. Sounds real sweet, doesn't it? I almost forgot. Great desserts. Let's say we stop yapping and head to Godfather's Pizza's Buffet. Do it!
Godfather's Pizza of Grand Island Buffet daily from 11 to 2, only $7.19, including soft drink.
Five stations.
1230 KHIS.
KSS. Hastings.
KXPN Kearney.
The Breeze 94.5.
Classic Hits. Power 99.
One team.
Platte River Preps.
Platte River Preps.
PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Powered by Platte River Radio. Local sports, your music.
And after the timeout, Elm Creek will bring it down. Glade Claybaugh, jumper at the lane. That's no good. Brady Tim headed the other way off the rebound. Tim takes it one-on-one, takes it to the basket. He'll draw the foul, puts it up left-handed. Is it going to go? It will. And Brady Tim has two more points. He'll shoot for the old-fashioned three-point play. Tim at the free throw line, up and in. And Brady Tim has made it a 51-31 ball game. Defense and the ability to shoot the ball from behind the arc has just given the Chieftains a little too much for Elm Creek here early. 2:30 to go in the third. Karsten McCarter to the near side to Brummels. Brummels kicks it back out on top. Claybaugh from behind the three-point arc, shot up and no good. Down at the rebound, Trey Knutson. Knutson back out on top to Brady Tim. Three-pointer, that gets the net, but that's all it gets. It didn't go through the rim. 2:10 to go. UTAN 51, Buffaloes 31, 17-3. UTAN on top of 13-7 Elm Creek. This reminder, Kearney comes your way at 11:50. The Hastings Tigers will be here at 1:30 on ESPN 1460. Around the outside, Elm Creek sets it to the high post. To Brummels, the 6-foot junior, now looking for a friendly face, finds one in Bo Knapp. Knapp to the near side to McCarter. Back to Brummels. They look inside. Now they're trying to work against the man-to-man driving through the lane. We're going to have a hand check called on UTAN with 1:45 to go here in the third. Checking into the back into the lineup for Elm Creek, Trent Watkins. Ready to toss it in. They'll toss it high inside to Miner. Miner drives the lane, puts it up off the window and in. Nice move by Trey Miner. He's had a nice corner. He's got 8 in the quarter. And now 11 in the contest for Trey Miner. 51-33. On the outside now, Dakota backs down the defense, shoots it up off the window and in. Colby Dakota finally starting to show the size inside, pounds that one home. Just 5 points in the contest for the 6'6". Dakota, 53-33. Now ball trying to go inside. It'll be stolen away. It's stolen by Brady Tim down to the left-hand side. A little jumper and a floater up and in for Trey Knutson. Knutson has two more. Under a minute to go in the third. Down the floor, shooting it up and in. Are they going to count it? They will. Count it for Gage Claybaugh. Claybaugh has a half a dozen here in the second half. 13 in the contest, 55-35 on the board. He'll shoot for one. Sixth foul against Utan here in the half, and now shooting will be Claybaugh. He has seven in the second half, seven here in the third, 14 now for Claybaugh, the 6'1 senior. Makes it 55-36. Elm Creek got down 16-10 at the quarter, 33-18 at halftime, and now falls down by 19. Ball be crowded across by Brady Tim. Looks to the sideline to head coach Justin Peterson. They were willing to do this in quarter number one, just take it down and get the last shot. I don't expect that's what we're going to see right here. He'll be picked up by Karsten McCarter. Very, very handy is Brady Tim with the basketball. Just a junior, 5'11", All-State kid a year ago. Tim has the ball in his hands. Clock now headed towards 15 seconds to go. Now it looks like Elm Creek's going to drop back into a 1-2, no, maybe a 1-3-1 look. Back on the outside, Brady Tim tipped away, stolen by Elm Creek. And now we'll have a trip in the backcourt. This will be the seventh foul against UTAN. Nice defense inside that time. The ball was tipped away originally by Gage Claybaugh, and they'll bring it down here and shoot 1-1 with 5.6 seconds to go. And we're moving to the free throw line. Will be Gage Claybaugh after the free throw. 55 for the Chieftains, 36 for the Buffaloes. Now checking in for Elm Creek, making his first appearance. Here comes Hans Robbins, the 5'10 junior. Hans Robbins into the ball game. Here's the free throw up and in for Gage Claybaugh. Front end of the 1-1 is in. Makes it 55-37. He will shoot the second. Second one up and in. 55-38. Your score here in the third. The final 5.6. Brady Tim gets it. Three steps past the three-pointer. Throws it up. No good. Down at the rebound. Elm Creek will have it. We put eight in the books. Three quarters are gone. It's the Chieftains 55, Buffaloes 38. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
At First Tier Bank, our roots go back to 1955. Our vision has always been to help our communities live better with great banking. First Tier Bank takes pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking, savings, loans, and online banking with bill pay. First Tier Bank measures its success by continued growth of our clients and communities. We are proud to support our high school athletes.
Mid-States Insurance Agency in Elm Creek is a proud sponsor of this broadcast and wish all of the area student-athletes good luck in their competition. Stop in to Mid-States Insurance Agency in Elm Creek and see how Chad, Becca, and the entire team at Mid-States Insurance can serve you. They will help you with all of your insurance needs, including auto, home, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Call 308-856-4913, located in Elm Creek at 121 North Tyler Street.
The name Mary Lanning Healthcare indicates that we are more than just a hospital, that we are in fact focused on the health of this community. And it's about providing it with a little bit more of a family touch and a little bit more care inside of that healthcare component. You know, I always say every hospital is as good as the medical staff that supports it. And we're fortunate to have a fantastic medical staff who is absolutely engaged in what we're doing. It's important that the Hastings community understand that Mary Lanning is a not-for-profit organization, which means the decisions that govern our organization are made locally. What I want the Hastings community to understand is that our success, Mary Lanning's success, is dependent on their support, which means that you're going to get our best every time you step in the front door. My name is Eric Barber, and I'm the president and CEO of Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
And we come back for the final 8 minutes. The ball in the hands of Utan. Dakota kicks it to the far sideline to Will Hayes. Will Hayes trying to go inside. Has it knocked away by his own defense of Elm Creek, but Utan comes up with the ball, and it's back in the hands of Brady Tim. Around the outside, and now it looks like the Chieftains are going to spread it out. They've also brought Sam Peterson in there. Now they kick it cross court. Little jumper along the baseline. Up and in. Count it for Trey Knutson. Knutson's had a big ball game. I have him now with 15 in the ball game. Down the floor. Putting it up and in. Nice move down the floor that time by Elm Creek's Troy Brummels. Brummels has his first basket of the second half. Down the floor comes Utan. Utan sets it back up to Peterson, the 6'2 sophomore. Going to drive down the lane. Knocked off the lane, stolen away. Good defense that time by Elm Creek. They want to run, but maybe they're a little too fast. Off the steal that time by Trey Miner, and it's stolen right back by Utan. And Utan looks like they are not going to have any problem with taking some time off the clock here. 6:11 to go. Chieftains 57, Buffaloes 40. Best quarter was the third for Elm Creek. They got 20, but unfortunately, if you're a fan of the Buffaloes, the Utan Chieftains got 22. So the 15-point lead went up to 17. Utan now in front court. Back to the top to Kobe Dakota to the right-hand side. Elm Creek trying to match up, but they get it in the hands of Brady Tim, and it's hard to get it out of there. He can dribble through a lot. Now they're going to try double-team a bit out far. McCarter getting a little help that time from Trent Watkins to Knutson. They've taken almost a minute off just on this possession. Back out on top to Dakota. 17 fouls in the second half against Utan, just two against Elm Creek. They're going to need to get some if they're going to try to slow it down. And now we're going to have a travel called. That'll give the ball back to Elm Creek. So a few of those if they're going to bounce back into this thing. They're 13-7 are the Buffaloes. They'll play here today and then close out their regular season on the 21st. That'll be next Friday against Highline. Elm Creek into the corner. Fake by Carson McCarter. Can't get Utan to bite on it, so he'll have to hand it off to teammate Gage Claybaugh. Claybaugh onto the baseline. Back out on top to Watkins, the freshman. They run the weave out front, 4:50 to go. Here's the shot on the way by McCarter from three-point land. Went down halfway, would not finish. Sam Peterson skies to get the rebound for Utan. Utan, this is Brady Tim inside to Dakota. He took the defense right to him, and then Colby Dakota puts it up and in. Dakota, Colby Dakota now with seven in the ball game. It's 59-40. Across the timeline, Elm Creek into front court. Three-pointer on the way, short this time. Down with the rebound, Sam Peterson for Utan. Off to Brady Tim. 4:13 to go. Into the far sideline to Will Hayes. Now they kick it outside. Three-pointer on the way, off the mark, no good. And the rebound will be brought down by Elm Creek. They want to run. Into front court. Here's a nice little move by McCarter. He gets by Brady Tim, and he'll be fouled with 3:58 to go. Looking down, it looked like Utan was going to make a move to get some youngsters into the ballgame. We'll see if they do that here with 3:58 to go, and they're going to bring a couple of substitutions in. First time for Isaiah Danielle, the 5'10 sophomore, is in. Also in, back in, or first time in for Joel Pleskoch. Pleskoch, the 6'1 senior, in. Free throw is up and in for McCarter. He gets the first of the one and one. He'll get a second. 59-41. Second free throw up and in. So McCarter, Karsten connects on both. Halfway home in quarter number four in a 59-42 ball game. Chieftains in control as they have been since halftime. Skip pass. They work it around the outside. Stolen away. Still working hard. Here's McCarter all the way. Lays it up off the window and in. Nice steal for Karsten McCarter. He gets the bucket off the turnover. 59-44. We've got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back with more in 1 minute.
Can you put a value on professionalism, stability, and peace of mind? Jamie Douglas here, and for three generations and over 45 years, my family's offered the Grand Island community an innovative approach to their business needs. Our firm at Douglas Bookkeeping takes great pride in offering an array of services, including helping you get your new business started, managing your payroll, cleaning up your QuickBooks, and preparing your taxes. Douglas Bookkeeping, a dependable team that will get you the results you've been looking for. Give us a call or check us out online at douglasbookkeeping.com.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer, is hosting their annual planter clinic at the Adams County Fairgrounds in Hastings, February 18th, 19th, and 20th. The planter clinic offers expansive equipment training and important information on new and updated technology for this planting season. Learn more about AMS documentation and guidance, row unit and meter settings, and soil moisture monitoring options. Join us February 18th through the 20th in Hastings and experience the Landmark difference.
And after the timeout, UTAN will have it against pressure by Elm Creek, and there's a quick foul on Elm Creek. That'll be their third of the second half. Ball to Brady Tim, kicks it back out in the corner. Here's the shot on the way by Knutson. It's off the mark, and now Elm Creek has it, down by just 15. They've closed it up a bit, and now we're going to have a double dribble called, maybe this time on Karsten McCarter. I'm not sure if it just caught a spot where it didn't come out quite right for him or not, but they'll call a turnover on Elm Creek. It'll go back to the Chieftains with 3:11 to go. Ball tossed in that time to Knutson. Little contact there, but no call. Knutson down the floor. They've got numbers, and laying it up off the window and in is Joe Pliskoch. Pliskoch has his first points of the ball game. It's 61-44. Elm Creek will bring it up. Under 3 minutes to go. Left-hand side. Dribble across the top. They'll run the weave to Trey Miner. Back to the near side to the freshman, Watkins. Watkins into the lane, and that'll be another turnover on Elm Creek. 2:46 to go, and checking back in, Bo Knapp, the freshman. 61, Chieftains, Buffaloes 44. You're listening to basketball on ESPN 1460. And streaming online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And now some defense by Elm Creek forces the turnover. Good job out there that time between the combination of Gage Claybaugh, Trey Brummels, and Trey Miner. 2:44 to go. See if the Buffaloes could at least cut into the lead. Be a big challenge to try catch 17, but at 13-7 against this team at 17-3, just finishing it out well as you head towards the final part. Now stolen away again. Ball into the hands on the way. The other way is Will Hayes. And the Chieftains and the head man, looks like Justin Peterson said, just pull it back out. Elm Creek knows they have to match up. They're playing man-to-man with 2:22 to go. Into the corner it goes to Pliskoch. Pliskoch back out on top to Knutson. Knutson drives the corner, leaves it there for Brady Tim. Headed towards the two-minute mark here of game number two. 8 games today here from the 2020 Heartland Hoops Classic. Here's a three-pointer on the way, up and in. Count it for Trey Knutson. Knutson with more now. I believe he's got 20, and he does. Trey Knutson with 20 in the contest. 1:45 to go, 64-44, back to a 20-point lead. They go on the outside, three-pointer just off the mark this time for Gage Claybaugh. Hustling on the rebound, Trey Miner. He could have just let it go. No, he flipped it off one of the Chieftains. And the ball will belong to Elm Creek. Elm Creek's going to bring in some youngsters to bring it in. Here comes Hans Robbins in. We saw him earlier. He's a 5'10 junior. Carter Erickson, the 6'1 freshman in. Also in for Elm Creek, number 24, is into the contest. Or 34, excuse me. That's Shea Hubbard, the 5'9 freshman. Also in, Robbins gets the pass. Pass thrown in by Bo Knapp. Out on top to Carter Erickson. To the near side. This is Keaton Kenning. Kenning throws it inside. That's stolen by Gavin Kuby. Kuby in, the 6'3 sophomore. 1:20 to go. In the corner, UTAN in full control. looking to pick up their 18th win of the season. We'll get you some totals at the end of the ball game. Get a word in from a couple of our great sponsors, bringing you this Buffalo's action here. Elm Creek in a tough one this morning against the Utah Chieftains, but they have played hard. It's just they have not had the size inside, and then the three-point shooting to go along with it for the Chieftains is proof why they are headed towards win number 18, and now they're going down to a knee and dribbling, not intending to that time, though, was Carter to Dakota. Now a crossover dribble by Utah. Shot up and in. Count it from the outside. Isaiah Danielle hits the three-pointer, and they just haven't hardly missed from out there. It's 67-44, 27 seconds to go. Ball on the near side to Keaton Kenning. Shot up from three-point land. Short off the mark this time for Bo Knapp, and we're going to have a timeout called. He's going to get a couple of more youngsters in here for Elm Creek. Checking in number 22, Brady Spatansky. Also checking in number 21, as we said, Hans Robbins, 34. Shea Hubbard is in. Carter Erickson in. Ball will be brought up, 10 seconds to go. 67-47 will be your final as we run out the final seconds here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Elm Creek falls by 20 today, 67-47. It was 16-10 at the end of the first quarter, but then a 17-8 second quarter put Utah on a roll as they had a 33-18 lead at halftime and extended for a 20-point win, 67-47. We'll be back with the totals after this timeout.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, safe, strong, and growing. Back in September of 2000, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 45 employees, and have grown to become the largest locally owned bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we've listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, new banking technology, and provided support to many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to continuing as the better bank in Hastings.
Add beauty and value to your home or business with professional hardwood floor restoration or new installation by BA Floor Restoration. You will absolutely love the spectacular style, charm, and quality flooring BA Floor Restoration provides. Specializing in floor restoration of any size, both residential and commercial, using only the best product. Apply a custom design or border medallion to add elegance and class. Get a free estimate and start the transformation today. Give your old wood floors new life. BA Floor Restoration. BAfloor.com.
Five stations.
1230 KHIS.
KSS. Hastings.
KXPN Kearney.
The Breeze 94.5.
Classic Hits. Power 99.
One team.
Platte River Preps.
Platte River Preps.
Platte River Preps.com.
Powered by Platte River Radio. Local sports, your music.
Godfather's Pizza's got the most abundantly topped pizzas around. Hey, it ain't bragging if it's true. It's also true that we use 100% real cheese. Lots of cheese. That's why it's a pizza you can't refuse. Godfather's Pizza. Do it.
Dine at Godfather's Pizza of Grand Island at 1916 South Locust.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Anderson Diesel Service of Grand Island, your local diesel pickup, repair, and parts specialist that has been servicing the Tri-City area for over 30 years. Their highly trained techs specialize in Powerstroke, Cummins, and Duramax. They are your local parts warehouse, stocking all the popular Bosch and Alliant power pumps and ejectors. They use only the best and latest OEM equipment to ensure it's fixed right the first time. Anderson Diesel Service of Grand Island.
Have you ever wondered who to call if you're in need of a tow?
Island Towing.
Run out of gas?
Island Towing.
Been in an accident?
Island Towing.
When you are stuck, really stuck, in heavy mud or other hazards?
Island Towing.
Need assistance changing a tire?
Call Island Towing, that's who. With 24/7 services, we have the right equipment and know-how to get the job done safely. Give us a call at 308-384-1837 or check us out at islandtowinggi.com and we will get you back on the road.
And Chuck Friesick back here at the 2020 Heartland Hoops Classic, and the other teams for Game 3 have just hit the floor, and that will include the Kearney Bearcats. So stay with us. We'll have that coverage right here on ESPN 1460 and streaming online, of course, at flatriverpreps.com. The Bearcats today matched up. 11:50 is when the tip set. That's about a half hour away. They'll battle against Elkhorn Mount Michael Benedictine. The fourth game today is Hastings High against BRLD. That's Bancroft Rosalie, Lions Decatur. That's set for 1:30. Game 5 is at 3:15. Ogallala and Auburn. Game 6 today is Bishop Walsh against Sunrise Christian Academy. The feature game tonight at 6:45, IMG Academy against Millard North. And they'll wrap it up tonight with Grand Island Central Catholic and Grand Island Senior High. But you'll hear them all right here on ESPN 1460. Now let's take a look at Game 2 and the totals. UTAN, as we said, gets a 33-18 first half lead, goes on to win it by 20, 67-14, and they are led today by Trey Knutson. Knutson leads the way, their 6'2 senior, as he has been their leading scorer through the season. He ends up with 20 today for UTAN, 17 for Brady Tim, the 5'11 junior, 11 for Will Hayes, the 5'9 senior, but they were drilling him from behind the arc today. Colby Takata, the 6'6 senior, ends up with just 7. 4 for Sam Peterson off the bench for Justin Peterson. 3 points today for Isaiah Danielle off the bench. He hit a 3-pointer late in the ballgame. And 2 points for Joe Pluskoch, the 6'1 senior. But as we said, UTAN just about couldn't miss from behind the outside as they went along. And they end up today on the ballgame shooting 43%. And it seemed much higher than that from behind the arc for the UTAN Chieftains. They shoot 56% from the field. They turn it over 10 times, and Elm Creek turns it over 17 times on the ball game. So a little bit of turnover issues in the three-point shooting. 9 three-pointers go in for UTAN today, and just 3 on the side of Elm Creek. And we'll be back to take a look at the totals for the Buffaloes right here on ESPN 1460 in just 2 minutes.
Jerry Sheet Metal would like to thank the Grand Island area for a great 2019. Right now, receive up to $1,300 in savings with a $1,000 rebate from Lennox and an additional $300 instant rebate from Jerry Sheet Metal. Add top-of-the-line Triton Air Bear 90-plus filtration system, Lennox Healthy Climate humidifier systems free, and a $900 savings. With the Lennox Signature equipment, save up to 40% on your utilities while enjoying precise climate in your home. Also, enjoy easy in-house financing. Call today for a free estimate from Jerry Sheet Metal and Cooling, 384-2881.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important to you than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown services you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart. Caring for you and about you.
The dream of every American farmer is to watch the family farm being passed on from generation to generation. CHS wants to be the company that helps that dream come true. Taking pride in being here in their communities, the schools, and on the farm, CHS is a locally owned cooperative with global connections. It's like having a neighbor all around the world, offering a full-service cooperative including grain, agronomy, energy, and precision ag, people and resources you can count on always, and always here at chsholdridge.com.
Life is hectic. Schedules are full. Hi, this is Chris Caskey with Home Federal Bank. We've got the tools to make your life easier with convenient online banking, mobile banking, and mobile deposit. Fast, secure, and free, giving you peace of mind and one less thing to worry about in your busy schedule. We're here for you today. We'll be here tomorrow. And we'll do it together. Build your future at home, Home Federal Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And the second game of the day is in the books right here on ESPN 1460 and streaming at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Elm Creek falls to 13-8 as they fall today by the score of 67-47. Here's the scoring. We had Gage Claybaugh leading the way. The 6'1 senior was 16. Karsten McCarter had 14. Trey Miner ends up the ball game with 9 and 5 for Troy Brummels. As we mentioned, Elm Creek will close out the regular season, and they will be at home hosting Highline, another team in C2. They're right now 9-11 in the contest. Coming up is Kearney, but make sure you stop in and tell all the sponsors a big thank you for making this action possible on ESPN 1460, including First Tier Bank and Mid-State Insurance. We're going to send it back to the station. As we said, we're about 25 minutes away from game number three, but we thank you for joining us here. Elm Creek falls in game two, 67-47. We'll go back to the station of ESPN 1460.
The proceeding has been a Platte River Radio ESPN Tri-City Sports production brought to you by Platte River Preps. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, visit PlatteRiverPreps.com.